Yeah, thanks, Chris. Some of our colleagues from the English media celebrating that goal from Harry Maguire just as you were coming across there. So celebrations for England. They're one up against Sweden, as you say. Eric Van Rooyen is setting the pace here at Ballyliffin in an impressive style. An opening 9 of 29, 6 under for his opening 9 today. He's through 11 holes at this stage and he holds a 4-shot lead from Joachim Lagergren of Sweden, who is back at 10 under. Then you have Russell Knox at 9 under. I'm joined here by golf commentator Dennis Kerwin. Dennis, it's been an interesting day to say the least. So much happening on the leaderboard, but Van Rooyen looks the man to catch at this stage.
Yeah, Dermot, that's an extraordinary score. I mean, 29 on the front nine. I mean, this is not an easy golf course, as we've seen. The scores have been, there hasn't been too many birdies flying around, but he actually managed to bag 6 of them on that front nine. So he's 6 under par for his round, and he's put a bit of daylight between himself and the field now. He's on 14 under par, 4 shots clear of Joachim Lagergren. Not too many people would have heard of Eric Van Rooyen coming into the Irish Open, Jeremy, but just looking a little bit about him, he won on the Challenge Tour in 2017, and he's a couple of top 10s on the European Tour so far. He was 2nd in the Joburg Open in 2017 and 7th in the Hassan Trophy, and he was in the top 20 also at the BMW PGA Championship this year. So he's obviously a player of plenty. He's got plenty of talent, and that's manifesting itself here in Ballyliffin. Fantastic 29 front nine, and he's going to take some catching.
Yeah, one of the other big stories today was some of the cards. Well, John Rahm, first of all, getting himself right back into contention with that round that he had earlier on today. 6 under he's sitting at now, tied for 7th, along with Andy Sullivan at 6 under as well. Andy Sullivan's round certainly worth talking about. A 65 equal in the course record set last night by Van Rooyen.
Van Rooyen, yeah, absolutely. 65, and again, he's probably going to be somewhat close to it again today if he keeps going the way he's going. Interesting round, all right, by Andy Sullivan. You know, he finished very, very nicely with 4 birdies in his last 6 holes, a back 9 of 32, an outward half of 33 for around a 65. Terrific performance. And John Rahm, it's great to see John Rahm back, because, you know, John Rahm's a big name. He's world number 3. And again, it's a really interesting, it was a game of 2 halves from Germany. When you look at his front 9 there, he was out in 30 and he had 9 straight pars on the back 9 and missed a load of putts. And it could have been probably 1 or 2 better maybe at the end of the day. But, you know, if Van Rooyen doesn't come back to the field, he's going to be hard caught. But if he was to come back, say, maybe 10 or 11 under, you certainly wouldn't rule Rahm out going into the final day.
And the weather is going to impact on that, isn't it, Dennis? I mean, that's a big factor here. I think the rain's on again. I'm just looking out. There's umbrellas up among the crowd out in front of us outside the media centre. So conditions will be a lot more difficult for those out in the course now.
Yeah, the wind is due to get up a little bit higher tomorrow. I mean, you know, even on a benign day here in Ballyliffin, Germa, you know, there's always a fairly decent breeze out there. But, you know, if the rain was to come up and if the wind was to get up, it certainly would make life a lot more difficult for a lot of these pros, and particularly the younger pros who are at the top of the leaderboard, because they've never really been in that situation before, having to defend a lead. But certainly Van Rooyen just doesn't look like stopping at present anyway.
All eyes were on Rory McIlroy as well. He's at 1 under for the tournament. Dennis, he'll be disappointed, I'm sure, with a level par round of 72 today.
I've no doubt he will be disappointed, Jeremy. I mean, he hasn't been able to buy a putt for the last 3 days. I mean, his putter has been absolutely stone cold. I think he 32 putts in his round yesterday and probably something similar today. And, you know, he never really got it going today. I mean, at one stage he had it to 2 under after 6 holes on his front 9, and he was at 3 under, and we thought, okay, maybe he'll push on from here. And then he bogeyed the 7th and he bogeyed the 9th to give those shots back. So, you know, really, it was a day when nothing really happened for him. 4 birdies, 4 bogeys, level par round. Not good enough. He needed something similar to what Andy Sullivan shot to put himself back into the tournament.
Yeah, and McIlroy finishing with a bogey 5 on the par 4, 18th. And afterwards, he spoke with Will O'Callaghan.
Were you left frustrated again by how you played today, or what's the feeling?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I played okay. I mean, tee to green's been pretty good. I mean, I could take my tee to green game straight to the Open in a couple of weeks' time and be happy where that is. It's just a matter of being a little more efficient and taking my opportunities when I give myself them. And, you know, even today I missed a couple of greens that I felt like I hit good chip shots. I just sort of misjudged how firm the greens were and they got away from me. So just a little more efficient with my scoring. I'd be happy enough with that.
Does that mean most of the work is with the putter between now and the Open for you?
Yeah, more short game. Obviously keeping top of what I need to do. It's, you know, you have to hit the ball and play at Carnoustie. You have to be able to, you know, play off those fairways and not be playing out of the rough. And if I can do that for the most part, and just tidy up a little bit around the greens, I should be right where I need to be.
You're a long way back. What's the approach for tomorrow for you then?
Just go and have a good round of golf, see what I can shoot, sign off with a good one, and then focus turns to elsewhere. The first day was good. I remember playing with Scott Verplank in the last day. I birdied the last hole. I remember watching the playoff at the back of the green. It was a great week. It's a bit of a blur. It's 11 years ago, and a lot's happened since. But good memories. Looking forward to getting back there. Last year I really enjoyed Birkdale. That was a really good open venue. I really enjoyed that. And Carnoustie, I think, will be the same this year.
What were you saying?
I think when I start the ball online a little more consistently, then I'll be able to, I guess, not think about it as much. But, it's been good, though. This week's been good to realize a few things. I got on the mirror the last couple of days and realized that I was aiming a little bit further left than I thought I was, and the bad putts were going left, and just sort of at least knowing that and knowing what I need to do to sort of not do that and start the ball online. So at least it's been a good week for that in terms of what I need to do going forward. And it's not, if that's a habit that's crept in, it's not gonna disappear overnight. I'm going to have to work on it for a few days, but that's why next week will be nice to hit some putts and to get a bit of work in, and hopefully go to Carnoustie a little more comfortable with that part of the game.
That's Rory McIlroy there in conversation with Will O'Callaghan. So McIlroy giving his views after another frustrating day for him. He's at 1-under for the tournament, a long way off the lead, which, as we say, is held by Eric Van Rooyen, 14-under par through 11 holes. And Dennis Kirwan, interesting. McIlroy, for a long time today, the best of the Irish. I think that's still the case. Just looking at Shane Lowry, he's at 1-under par for the tournament. He's got a couple of shots back as well. He birdied the 17th, so he's on the 18th as we speak. Birdied the 17th with a 4 on the par 5, and he also birdied the 14th as well, which is a par 3. So certainly getting his card back it's a bit better looking than it was when we were last reporting on Lowry. But again, it's been a frustrating day.
It has, there's no doubt about that. Overall, it has to be said, Dermot, it has been a disappointing week all told from an Irish perspective. I mean, there were 14 Irish players in the field at the start of the week, and we thought we'd have a chance of actually, having a couple there in with a chance come the final day, and it looks like that's not going to be the case now. I mean, Padraig Harrington, 4-under par opening round, and yesterday he came out and missed the cut by 1. That was a real disappointment, around a 78. Shane Lowry, he hasn't had a top 15 finish this year. He's kind of struggling a little bit, and it would have been great to see Shane kind of kickstart his season with a decent performance here, and I thought he would have had a really good week here, but that's not going to be the case. As I say, he's 1-under par playing the last here, and 13 shots off the lead, so it doesn't look like he's going to do a whole lot. And of course, Graham McDowell, he's plus 1, and Paul Dunne is plus 1 after their rounds. So really speaking, Simon Thornton 1 over after 16, so there's nobody going to be fighting for the title here on the final day. And from a crowd perspective, that's a disappointment, to be honest.
Yeah, and the rain as well would be a disappointment as well for the crowd. Dennis Kirwan, thanks for that. For now, appreciate your contribution as always. It's a busy week here at Ballyliffin. Huge effort put in by so many people in terms of the organisation of this event. Loads of volunteers as well, taken from golf courses all round the northwest. And I know that Oisin has been speaking to quite a few people over the last couple of days, and I caught up with a few as well this morning when the weather was much more pleasant outside. Among them, David McCready, who's a member of Ballyliffin Golf Club. He is carrying the scoreboard round with one of the groups today. David's probably finished up out there now. He has his duties done. But earlier on, I caught up with David, who was looking forward to day 3 here at Ballyliffin.
I'm board carrying today. I'm working along with another scorer, and we keep track of the two gentlemen in our group, and we keep scores for those guys, and we send them into the clubhouse, and the scores that we send back go worldwide within a few seconds. And my job is just to carry the board to let the fans know what the two guys are scoring as the round progresses.
Right. So you're working with Choi and Kelson today, both players starting out day three at one under par. So they're still very much in the reckoning, aren't they?
I think anyone feels that, from what I hear the guys are saying, if they're under par, they've still got a shot. I think they're seven shots back. But, you know, they feel that they can go under par. Five or six under par today, then they'll give themselves a chance for the weekend.
Right. And you're a member here at Ballyliffin Golf Club, so you know just exactly the challenges that these boys face today.
We've all struggled around here. This is about as nice as you'll get it. Granted, we've never played off the tees that these guys are playing off, but it's a tough place to come and play, and it's nice to see them struggle like we have struggled over the years.
Yeah, and board carry, I mean, listen, obvious question, do the arms get tired when you're walking around holding this up for 18 holes and what, 4.5 hours of golf?
Like a wee bit, but it's not a tough job. It's nice to be out walking around the nice weather and watching these guys play golf, to be honest with you. It's great fun.
There you go. That's Ballyliffin Golf Club member David McCready, one of so many volunteers down here this week who are playing their part in what's been a hugely successful event so far. And the event continues to be led by Eric Van Rooyen. He shot a course record 65 yesterday in his second round, and through 11 holes he's at 6 under par for his round today. He sits on 14 under for the tournament and leads the way by 4 shots. Chris, we'll have more from Ballyliffin in a short while.